Hi, I'm Coach Corey Wayne, and this is my video coaching newsletter. And the topic of today's newsletter is going to be clueless men who date feral women. So I've got, this email cracks me up. So this particular guy having an affair with a married woman, he wants her to leave her husband finally so they can have a legit type of relationship. She ultimately refuses. They split up, and then it comes to find out that he wasn't the only guy she was having an affair with and cheating on her husband with. So he wasn't the only side piece. There were multiple side pieces. So, but she since come back to him and says they're going to be together, and she wants him, and she promises to resolve things. And he's like, should I wait for? So there's going to be a few facepalm moments in this video. So I got a quote that I wrote, and then we'll go through the email. These are always so entertaining because it's like if you're having a rough day and you're thinking, man, I really screwed up. It's like when you read emails like this, you're like, I feel pretty good about myself. So the quote says, your lovers, friends, and inner circle should consist of people who share the same goals and values. You become like the people who you spend most of your time with on a regular basis. What people do and not what they say is all that matters when trying to determine their true intentions and level of integrity. When you interact with people on the level you wish them to be instead of the way they are, you will suffer when they inevitably disappoint you and act consistent with their past actions. Give people the chance to rise to their potential and celebrate them when they do, but if they simply are incapable or are unwilling to do so, it's not your job to fix or save them when they are unwilling to save themselves. So true. Because when we don't accept reality as it is, we're going to suffer. Because what's happening is we're attached to people being a certain way. And when they don't behave the way we expect, we suffer because we want reality to be other than it is. You've got to see reality as it is, not better than it is or worse than it is, but as it is. Because when you see it as it is, you're living in the present moment. If you're seeing it as the way it could be or the way you want it to be, you're living in the future, which doesn't exist yet. Or if you're attached to the way they were in the past, you're still going to suffer because you want them to be like they used to be instead of the way they are. You got to meet people where they are and judge them based on what they do, not what they say. So he says, hello, Coach. I stumbled across your work and I need some advice. I got involved with a woman who was married and it started out as an affair. Well, right off the bat, she belongs to the streets, sucker. If you get involved with a married woman thinking you're going to walk off into the ride off into the sunset together like those ridiculous Hollywood movies where you see this theme all the time. You got two people, maybe one's single, the other one's in a relationship, but it's a bad relationship or they're with just somebody that doesn't love them the way they should be or whatever. And it's true love. And eventually, the one person finally leaves, and then there's a lot of conflict and things happen, and then they finally get together, and then at some point they kind of break apart, but then towards the end of the movie, they get back together, and they ride off into the sunset, and they have the white picket fence, and just the beautiful life, and the beautiful family, and everybody's jealous of their amazing love affair. And that's bullshit. It's just Hollywood bullshit. Fantasy written by geeks that don't understand women. And then we see thousands and thousands of times over the course of our lives from the time we're kids until we grow up. And we get emotionally anchored to that. We think that's normal. And so when we encounter somebody that's in kind of a weird situation like this, we think, oh, it's meant to be. We have such chemistry and connection. The sex is amazing. It's going to be awesome. People are going to be jealous of us and our awesome love affair, and they're going to want to be like us, and they'll come to us for advice. And how did you guys do it? That's just delusion. Delusional. Now, she was still living there the whole time, and she eventually split with him and still lived there whilst we were together. So he's in the UK, obviously. Whilst whilst. So this is a relationship that was happening whilst she was still living with her married husband, who she was probably still fucking, because why not? And he didn't know about her and me. However, our close friends did. All you're communicating to your close friends is that you have no fucking integrity, dude. Now, after about a month of us being together, I was contacted by a guy I knew asking if I was with her, and I just played dumb. And when I asked her about this guy, she just said they were friends. Friends only. Oh, sure, I'm totally going to believe her. She's cheating on her husband, but yeah, this other guy is just friends. You don't have to worry about that guy. Eventually, we separated as I had enough and wanted her to leave the house she was in and be honest with her husband. Bro, you're ignoring reality because she belongs to the streets. Not going to happen, dude. However, she chose against this and opted to split. Yeah, because she knew you'd probably cave and still stick around. A few weeks after we split, the guy who contacted me previously contacted me again, and I told him that we were together and had just split. It gets better. He then opened up and told me that he has been in a relationship with her in the exact same way as mine, but for 2 years. 2 fucking years. Can you imagine the amount of lies this woman has to tell? You can't turn a hoe into a housewife. It's like, if you're a man and you get involved with a woman like this and you stick around with her, that's just, you deserve what you get. Sorry, it's harsh, but you fucking deserve it. You deserve to get screwed over. That's karma, man. You reap what you sow. Never mow another man's lawn. Have some fucking integrity. So 2 years, and during this time, they were making a future and other pretty deep stuff. She's making a future with all of these guys. All of these dudes are enabling this hooker, if you will. Now, they ended the same way as he wanted to be open, and she didn't want to. This is not surprising. Now, during this time, because, like, you shouldn't be surprised. You think, oh, we got something secret, a secret love affair. This is the harsh reality that you never see in Hollywood. Now, during this time, he also told me that there had been rumors of her doing other things with other men before him, and he even gave me screenshots of their conversations, and people even back up the other rumors of other men. Never try to turn a hoe into a housewife, ever. I must admit that she had admitted to me that she had cheated on her husband in the past. Hey, full disclosure, she told you she was a liar and a cheater. But he thought, I'm going to be different because I'm the man. She's going to love me. And I foolishly didn't really pay attention to this. Yeah, you've seen too many movies. You're literally we're all emotionally anchored to believe, oh, that seems legit. We see it in movies all the time. Must be true. Because it's such a beautiful movie, and the people are beautiful, and the actress is beautiful, and the actor is a handsome man. And of course, this is a dream. This is a beautiful fantasy come to real life, and they're so lucky that they're one of the few that get to experience it. So she is a proven serial cheater. Now this is where it gets weird. Even weirder. She came back to me and wanted to sort things out. She'll definitely be faithful this time around. Certainly. Certainly. Just as she had done with the previous guy. And she promised me that she will leave him, get divorced, and that we will be together, and that she loves me. Just like in the movies. Sure. If you believe that load of bullshit, you deserve what you get. Notice what he says. Now, do I wait around? Fuck, come on, man. Have some self-respect, dude. Ah, that's just so pathetic. Dude, read my book, 3% Man. It's free at understandingrelationships.com. And while you're at it, read Mastering Yourself, my second book, which is also free to read in the members area. And obviously, my sweet third book, Quotes, Ruminations, and Contemplations, available in Audible. Got lots of great five-star reviews on it. Go check it out. And if you'd like, you've got a situation, maybe you're in a similar, I don't know, you can't really call this like a love triangle. This is like a love circus, if you will, because there's so many people. It's really a circus. They should definitely make a movie about this. But obviously without a happy ending. Maybe she'll get her comeuppance or, I don't know. It's just, it's a bad way to go, my man. Don't ever do this. Don't ever get involved with people like this because it's just not going to work out. As Maya Angelou said, when people show or tell you who they are, believe them the first time. So if you've got a question or a challenge or a situation you'd like to get my help with, go to understandingrelationships.com. Click the products tab at the top of your screen and book a coaching session with yours truly. Until next time, I will talk to you soon.